وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى reward you for all the good work that you are doing, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, still discussing the aspects of the hadith, which is famously known as Hadith Jibra'il, when Jibra'il alayhi salam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. So inform me about Iman. What is Iman? قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. قَالَ صَدَقْتَ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you bring faith in Allah and His angels, His books, His prophets, in the last day, and you believe in Qadr, in Taqdeer. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam gave the affirmation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Sadaqta. Now, we don't have to know all the details about these things, but the very basics are very, very important for all of us to know. And Alhamdulillah, when we were in the madrasa, we learned Iman Mufassal, Iman in detail. Amantu Billah, I brought faith in Allah, wa malaikatihi, and in His angels, wa kutubihi, and in His books, wa rusulihi, and His prophets, wal yawmil akhir, and the last day, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, and qadr and taqdeer, the good and bad, everything is from Allah, wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, and being resurrected after death, life after death. So these are the very important concepts that we were taught when we were still in class one in madrasa, and that's the faith, imani mufassal, iman in detail, which we need to embrace. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had outlined those particular aspects in the hadith of Jibreel. So the messenger believed in that which has been revealed unto him by his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah and his angels and his scriptures and his messengers. Now we know that the intermediary, the one who brought the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was Jibreel alayhi salam. So if you refute, the angels, then you're refuting wahi that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the noble Quran. That is why it is essential to believe in the angels as well. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whosoever disbelieves in Allah and His angels and His scriptures and His messengers and the last day, he verily hath wandered astray. So preordination of good and evil is not included in this verse of the Noble Quran, but it has been specifically mentioned in other ayat of the Noble Quran as well. قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything, say everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. The Quran Majid says, and whomsoever it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands his bosom unto submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whomsoever it is his will to send astray, he makes his bosom close and narrow. And The deeper meaning of this is here that those who search for hidayat, Allah will guide them, and those who don't search for hidayat, but they are steadfast on evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely not bring them towards hidayat. Now we will briefly examine the significance of belief in all these things. Affirmation of faith in Allah means to believe that He is the one and without partner. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. That Allah, He is one and He is independent. That He is present everywhere at once, and that He is the Lord of the worlds and the creator of the universe, free from the blemishes, and He is adorned with every attribute of perfection. So that is regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawheed. Belief in the angels in the same way implies that their existence as a permanent species of created beings should be accepted as a reality, and also that they are virtuous and honored creatures of Allah. They have been created from Noor, and they don't have the propensity for any evil. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, that is how they will act and perform. And that is why human beings hold a higher stages than angels, and they are referred to as Ashraful Makhlukat, because they have the capacity to do good and bad, whereas the angels, so to say, I have only the capacity of doing good. Bal ibadum mukramun. Allah Ta'ala says they are the honest slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not a trace of mischief, sinfulness in them. They are bound in all utmost loyalty to Allah and carry out faithfully the duties that are assigned to them. La ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum wa yuf'aluna ma yu'marun. They do not resist Allah in that which He commands them, but do that which they are commanded to do. The misgiving about the existence of the angels, that if they were present, we would be seeing them, is something that is obscure. How many things are there in the world that are not visible to us, though they are present? So before the invention of the microscope, and anyone see the organisms in the blood or water that are common knowledge today? Or has anyone been able to see the soul, or all inventions, notwithstanding? Just as our eye cannot see the soul or the microbes without a microscope, so also we cannot observe the angels. So it is not something that you have to see the angels to believe in them. There is thus no validity in the argument that what we cannot see with our eyes does not exist. Have our eyes or other faculties of perception encompassed the totality of the material world? Only a fool can make such a claim, particularly in the modern age when discoveries are being made every day. Our intellect and our other sources of knowledge are all very limited and inadequate. So the Quran Majid has put it, وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have been given but very little of knowledge. Likewise, believing the scriptures signifies that Allah sent down His books of guidance from time to time through His messengers, and that the last and the final determinator of the divine scriptures is the Holy Quran, which is the Musaddiq, is a testifier, you know, of all the previous scriptures. In other words, whatever was contained in the earlier scriptures, the preaching and propagation of which is necessary in all ages, is included in the Quran. That is why you will find more facets of Christianity and the truth pertaining to Christianity in the Quran than the Bible that has been altered that you have today. And they are in so many different versions. So it is comprehensive of the essential features of all the sacred texts previously revealed by Allah Ta'ala, and makes one independent of them. And since those scriptures are no longer in their original form, the Quran-i-Majid now is the only authentic book of guidance for mankind. So it has abrogated all the other books, and it is the one that should be believed in. It has also taken their place and is more complete than all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accordingly taken upon Himself the responsibility of its preservation till the end of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." So, verily, you know, we have revealed the Quran, and we are the ones who will safeguard it. So further faith in the Messenger of Allah means a recognition of the truth that from time to time and at different places, He sent down His chosen men with His guidance, with Hidayat, and the law of His preference for the instruction of His bondsmen, and the messengers conveyed the divine message faithfully to the slaves of Allah and strove to the utmost to lead them along the straight path. All the prophets were truthful and selected servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of some of them and few details about their lives are given in the Quran, while nothing has been said specifically about the rest. So it is mentioned there is approximately 124,000 anbiya that came. So among minhum man qasasna alayk wa minhum man lam naqsus alayk, among them the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of whom we have spoken of in the Quran, we told you about them, and some of them we haven't told thee. So anyhow, to declare all the prophets to be true and to hold them in reverence is an essential requisite of Iman. So we believe in all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent for the guidance of mankind. It's clear by a number of verses in the Noble Quran and sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the glorious line of messengers was brought to an end with the raising up of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the seal of the prophets and the last of the divine messengers, and now the salvation and felicity of all men that are going to be born till the last day depends on following him and adhering to his guidance. So in view of this year, you will find that false prophets had made their appearance from time to time. And in our recent past also, Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, an agent of the West and Britain, also claimed prophethood. And I remember there was a long case in Cape Town in South Africa. And, you know, we cannot impose on anybody what to believe. But yes, definitely, they are out of the fold of Islam because they have negated the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't ever fall into the error to be lured by these liars, you know, Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, and follow their way. We have to follow and believe that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin, see, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala sa'ir al anbiya wal mursalin, wa ala kulli man ittaba'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Now, faith in the last day denotes that it should be believed in as an unaltered, alterable reality, that the present world will be destroyed altogether one day. And then Allah will raise from death all men and women, and each one of them will have to stand accountability for their deeds, you know, what they performed during their earthly existence. So it's obvious enough that when the entire structure of faith and belief is based as such upon the doctrine of divine reward and punishment, one who does not believe in it will also find it unnecessary to believe in any religion or its teachings. Now, I can remember very well, it was many years back, that I had a discussion with an atheist, you know, a Russian, who had come from Mozambique at the time when they were ruling under the Frelimo, when they came for assistance to Mozambique. And I met this person, then you know, he was saying that they do not believe in God. So I told him, if you don't have a belief structure, and if somebody has killed your father, and the state is unable to prove it, does it mean that the person who killed your father is going to get away with it, and he doesn't have to answer? He replied immediately, he says, look here, it's late now, I have to go. Because there would be no system of justice. It will be, you know, free for all. Do as you please, because there is no concept of accountability in the hereafter. And that is exactly how the present world and the new world all is carrying on. That they feel that they're not accountable to anybody, but they fail to realize that a day will dawn upon them, the life in the hereafter, when they will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability, and they will have to answer for every deed that they have done in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the clear concept of belief in Allah and His angels and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll continue with this particular aspect inshallah in the next program. Jazak ameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.